It's here and now, and tomorrow is going to be a sad day, but also a big day at Graceland, as it is each year on the anniversary of Elvis Presley's death.
Well, bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
Now that is the real deal, Elvis Presley. But it is not the only version of that song sung by a guy with slick back, black hair, sunglasses, and a white jumpsuit. There are countless Elvis impersonators, or perhaps I should say Elvis tribute artists, all with varying levels of talent. But we were surprised to find one as young as Benjamin Dalsky. He is 7 years old and recently won first place in the youth division at the Lake George Elvis Festival. When I showed up at his house in Willow Grove, Pennsylvania, outside Philadelphia, he was dressed the part.
The chain suit that Elvis wore, and that's the way it is, concert 1970.
It's white. And it's got these brown things on it as well.
And, like, it has, like, the chains hanging down and, like, about with, like, the fringes, little fringes hanging off of it. And guess what?
What?
At Lake George Elvis Festival, like, where I won, I got to meet one of the huge Elvis people. And his name's Ben Portsmouth. But we didn't even get to meet Brandon Bennett and...
These are the people that have won in the past?
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you this, Benjamin. How did you get into this in the first place?
My mom was watching Elvis on her laptop. Then I just, like, was like, Mommy, who is that? And then she told me who it was, and it was Elvis.
You were 4 when you first heard it.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you like so much about it? What did you like about Elvis?
Like, he had such great singing voice, and I really liked his moves and stage presence, and I thought he was, like, really funny.
So you thought he was funny? He was good dancer, good singer. How many songs do you think you've heard at this point from him?
Like about 100.
100?
Mm-hmm.
What are the songs that you like the best?
Pretty much like Suspicious Minds and Poke Salad Annie and Hurt.
All Shook Up, you like that one?
Mm-hmm. Well, bust a muscle, what's wrong with me? Like sometimes he like says it like a little fast, like the fast version. Well, bust a muscle, what's wrong with me? But the like a man on full injury. My friends say I'm acting wild as a Pokemon loop. I'm all together, huh?
That's a pretty good rendition of it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Benjamin, how did you learn the words to all these songs?
I practiced them like about 50 times.
50 times? You just listened to them and repeated them?
Mm-hmm. And like, I try really hard.
What was the hardest to learn?
I think it was Hurt.
Hurt was the hardest?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Like, you have to find like the right keys, and he's like so strong, like, I'm... it's like a power song that... You'll have to, like, get really good at to, like, sing it in competitions and stuff.
To think that you'd lie to me.
One of the things that I find so cool that you do is that you know not only the lyrics to the songs, but also some of the things that he says in between the lyrics.
I, like, learned that from, like, watching that song, like, a lot of times. Like, I think I, like, can remember stuff really good and stuff. And, like, I have a smart brain.
So what do your friends think of how much you know about Elvis and that you not only know so much about him, but you just won a big contest?
Like, at school, I'm in first grade, and, like, I got, like...
What are these?
Some cards. And this one's from my friend Siri. It says... Congratulations, Benjamin. You
are a rock star.
We are so proud of you. You are the best Elvis singer. You are the king of rock and roll.
A nice note from a friend, to be sure, but there is no bigger fan of Benjamin than his mom, Sherry Dalsky, who was, after all, the one who started all this in the first place. So you were an Elvis fan to begin with.
I saw Elvis when I was a child.
You did?
Yes. I was a huge Elvis fan when I was a kid and when I was very, very little.
So he sort of is watching you on YouTube and he sees this Elvis song. And then what happens? How does that go from that to where we are now?
It went from, who is this? This is Elvis, to the next day. Who was that guy again? Elvis. Mommy, could you type Elvis for me? And then he learned how to write. And he started learning how to read. His first thing I think he ever spelled probably was he Googled suspicious minds.
Really?
So at 4 years old, he was Googling suspicious minds to see who this guy is, what he's all about. And then it just progressed. He just found all these things on YouTube and he does karate. So his karate gi is white and comes down in a V-neck. Kind of looks like a jumpsuit a little bit.
Looks like he's dressed like Elvis.
So that's what he would do. He would put his karate gi on and he would take a bandana or a scarf, anything he could find, red or whatever, and put it around his neck and he'd watch. And then I have a karaoke machine. I've always had a karaoke machine. And I said, here, you want to sing? So he just started singing. So it just snowballed. And finally, I'm like, all right, I got to get this kid a costume or something because he's really enjoying it.
The thing is, you can never really take him to go see Elvis. Where does this lead?
That's the next stage of what happened. First, he started singing Elvis in our living room. And then he's going online and he's seeing that there's other people that do this, that they like Elvis so much. And oh, there's men that dress up like Elvis.
So what is it about Elvis that makes people want to do what he does?
There's just something about Elvis. He was an incredible performer. There's nobody before him or after him. There will never be. The charisma, his mannerisms, his smile, his range of vocals, his incredible singing voice. He was, and as a person, he was an amazing person, such a kind-hearted, giving individual. And he just, I don't even know how to explain it.
So what did you think when he was up there in Lake George and won this competition?
I had tears in my eyes. It was the feeling of pride I had over him to be able to stand up there in front of over 2,000 people. And he had things go wrong that weren't his fault. The microphone cut out on him, got up on stage. His first song, I think it was like the second line, the microphone cuts out on him. And he's just like, he handled it like a pro.
That's the first thing you got to learn in show business is things will always go wrong.
I mean, he handled it. When he gets up on stage, everything else disappears. And he's a performer. He is an absolute performer. He loves it. I think it's something you have to be born with. One time he said, Mommy, maybe when Elvis died, a little Elvis went inside me and I'm a little bit Benjamin and I'm a little bit Elvis.
You said that?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, so do I get to listen to a song?
We're caught in a trap.
We're caught in a trap.
I can't walk out.
I can't walk out.
Because I love you too much, baby.
Because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me?
Again, Robin's 7-year-old Benjamin Dowski, his mom Sherry Dowski in Willow Grove, Pennsylvania. He, as we said, won the youth championship this year at the Elvis Festival in Lake George. And he's up on herenow.org. There's a picture if you want to see him.
Well, I just want to know, how many was he competing with?
Well, he's the champ, so that's all that matters. From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.
Would I still see suspicion in your eyes? Here we go again.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Chipotle Mexican Grill. Committed to the respect of animals, farmers, and the environment, local sourcing and menu information at chipotle.com.